So dispensationalists will claim that we as New Testament Christians can only adhere to the Pauline epistles. So let's say, hey, we're Pauline Christians. You know, we're only supposed to adhere to the Pauline epistles, not Peter, you know, not John, nobody else but Paul. Okay, these are like the hyper-dispensationalists. Now look at Colossians 4, verse 15. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea and Nymphis and the church which is in his house. So we see that there's a church located in Laodicea during this time. And when this epistle is read among you, the letter that's being written, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans. And look what it says. And that ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. So it says, look, make sure that you read this letter in Laodicea. And by the way, make sure you read in your church what they got in Laodicea, which is the letter we see in Revelation chapter 3, right? About being lukewarm, so on and so forth. He said, well, hold on a second. If the church at Colossae was not struggling with the same things that Laodicea was, why is it that Paul is admonishing them to read that same letter? Well, because all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, instruction, and righteousness. You know what it's called? It's called preventative medicine, right? You read the letter, and look, how many times have you read the Bible? Maybe you're not struggling with the things that you find therein, but you recognize, like, wow, Lord, help me not to end up like that. Help me not to end up in this sin. Help me not to be lukewarm. I mean, I'm sure we've read about the church in Laodicea and said, man, help me not to be lukewarm. And you may not be lukewarm, amen? So this goes to show you that the letters are not just subject to one people, one church. They're addressed to a specific church, but they were able to share these letters one with another. Okay? That's why you have Peter talking about the epistles of Paul in 2 Peter chapter 3. And he called Paul's epistles scripture. He called it the word of God. Okay? So yes, they were addressed to a specific people, and it was, in a sense, custom fitted to that church. But you know what? It's applicable to all Christians. Because of the fact that it's God's word. Right? Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The prophecy came down in old time by the will of man. And the reality is that we could look 2,000 years later, and look, we're not wearing sandals. We don't have the type of clothing or culture that they had back then. But we could look at the Bible and say, hey, man, I could relate to that. You know, I can relate to Paul in Romans chapter 7. I can relate to these events and the way these people feel. These men are of like passions with me, even though it was 2,000 years ago. Because of the fact that the Bible's timeless, okay? It doesn't lose its application there.